Today is day one of a new order handed down by the governor. It requires travelers to have a negative COVID-19 test in hand before arriving in the islands. Maui Mayor Mike Victorino is in support of the tighter restrictions, even though the visitor industry and some of those leaders in that industry are critical of the move.
I was one of the mayors that was very concerned with the small uptick in visitor and visitors' positivity. Yep. First of all, the tests, and I've been a proponent from the beginning, you can go check the records. I wanted a sandwich test. I wanted them to come in, everyone with a negative COVID-19 test, and get a secondary test within 72 hours, because that's what most of the medical experts said was the best way to prevent spread or bringing in new cases. I was shut down in the beginning when this was all transpiring. Some of the other mayors did not feel that was important enough, that, you know, voluntary secondary testing or some other methodology, or they could come in, wait to stay in quarantine until they got their results, and then from there they could go on and enjoy their vacation. If they were positive, then they'd have to quarantine until they returned home or 14 days. Well, remember, you fly on a plane for 5 to 6 hours, depending where you're starting from, right? You know, that recirculated air, even though the airlines have done a fabulous job in new filtration and ultraviolet and all these other methods that they are to prevent spread, if you're in the same airplane for 5 to 6 hours and you have it, I will bet you a nickel and a quarter that it'll probably spread to somebody else. And so with that being said, you can have someone who took the test, was clean, was negative, and pick it up on the plane, and 3 days later, we find them positive here in Hawaii or here in Maui County. And we did find some cases. People came in with negative results. They showed us the QR code. Everything was fine. And then 3 days later, they took a secondary test, many times voluntarily. They decided, or they felt sick and they went to the doctor, and bam, they were positive. So these cases were mounting, I think 40 or 50 of them. All of the islands had it, all of the islands from Hawaii Island all the way up to Kauai. And all of us mayors are getting a little concerned that we are really working with community spread, trying to prevent that from occurring. If this could be transmitted to workers or other people you deal with, then it could spread in our community even more rapidly. And we are in, and I guess the second part of all of this, we're in the United States and the world have had numbers of record-breaking days as far as new cases throughout the world and throughout the United States. 42 states have had record numbers of death. You know, nothing that you can really pin on and say, whoa, this is all good, we don't have to worry. It's almost the exact opposite. And so we're siding on the side of caution. You know, we want to be safe. We want you and your family to be safe so our community stays safe. So it's really something I thought that needed to be done. Should he have consulted with the hotel industry more? I might say yes. I'll agree with that. You know, consult those who are the most impacted. But their workers are the front line, and do we want to infect them? Do we want them to go home and infect their family? Absolutely not. So, again, if they're a little upset at us as leaders, we've had to make decisions based on the information as it becomes available. Information right now shows a high number of cases in the mainland, which are some of the same people that are traveling here to Hawaii and Maui County.
So you stand by the governor's decision?
I stand by his decision. Could it have been done better? Probably. I mean, like anything else, you do your best. You know, as a leader, I've learned this much. I do the best I can. I consult the best experts, whether they're medical, hospitality industry, business leaders, financial, you name it, across the board. I have different groups that I meet with or I have telephone conferences with most of the time to discuss the changes that are occurring around us and how we can better it for our people, because there's another pandemic that's going on in Hawaii called economics. You know, this past weekend, I was in Wailea. My son had his charity golf tournament, which we got some heat for because there are those out there that say my son was treated special and I'm the mayor and he's the son of the mayor. Well, he's more famous than me, so I'm not even worried about that part. But no trespass treatment was given to him. But going on to what I was saying, I was around the hotels, restaurants in the area, and let me tell you, to a person, I'm going to say to a person, they were so thankful that we were reopened and they had their job back. Even though they're not getting as many hours as they used to, they were just happy to get out and get back working and to have some kind of normalcy in their household. They're scared. They're wearing their masks. They're trying to keep physical distancing. They understand the importance, and most of the guests, in fact, I never saw anybody not walking around with their masks in the hotels themselves or in the restaurants. Now, outside on the beach, yes. On the golf course, yes. And I would not scold them, but I would say, hey, you know, you should put it back on if you're not running or walking. You know, if you're just cruising along, yeah, wear your mask, you know. If I got to ask, then you should be wearing your mask. You know, that's our mantra here.
There are some in the visitor industry, though, that, you know, say that this tweaking of this program just adds more risk to the traveler. And I know the health officials are saying, don't travel for Thanksgiving. We know that lots of people, you know, are traveling and aren't going to break their plans. On one hand, you know, the governor is criticized for not being decisive, for being too inclusive. And yet, I guess when he steps out and tries to make a decision, you know, then he gets criticized for not getting more input.
Catherine, you hit the nail on the head. I couldn't have said it better. And I'm in that same shoes for the little county of Maui. So I don't care what we decide, when we decide, or how we decide, we've got our critics. I don't care where you look at. And so I've learned there's two entities that I turn to every day. And if they say I've done a good job, then I know I've done a good job. One is the good Lord, and the second is my lovely wife. If they say I'm doing a good job, you know what? I believe I'm doing a good job because my lovely lady is one of my biggest critics. I mean, there is no other person that will criticize me or scold me if I've not done what she believes should have been done.
Okay, so who's the enforcer in the family? Because I know enforcement is a big issue. I know you had a situation over there on Maui with a large crowd gathering. I think it is Big Beach?
Little Beach in Paia.
So
there's one in Paia, and then there's... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Little Beach is in McKenna. Baby Beach is in Paia. I'm sorry, you know, you got Baby Beaches, Little Beaches, Big Beaches. You got so many beaches here. And I wish we'd use the Hawaiian names. That way I would not get so confused. But anyhow, with that being said, DLNR went down on Sunday night and made a big movement to get them out of there to make sure that they weren't spreading. I mean, they were running around and no mask on and having fun and dancing and playing their drums and... You know, even though they were outdoors, if you look at some of the pictures, there was no physical distancing, and these are not family members. So, you know, this is concerning because if you remember about a month and a half, 2 months ago, we had a big, we had an outbreak, and that and a yoga class was connected with that outbreak, you know. All you need is a super spreader, bam, and it gets out there really quickly. So I appreciate when law enforcement, whether it's state or county, takes appropriate action. We've had very similar to what you guys did in Honolulu, a mass patrol, if you want to use. They were out there and citing people for not wearing their masks. Many times when they went up to them and said, you know, you're supposed to have a mask on, the person would whip it out of their pocket, put it on, said, I'm sorry. And we never cited them. We just warned them. But there were those that were belligerent that said, no, we don't have to wear masks. It's unconstitutional and da da da. Hey, during a pandemic, we're trying to protect you, your family, and our community. So wear a mask. Please. And so I'm comfortable in what we're doing. We're trying our best, Catherine, and I don't have no regrets in what I've done.
You had a situation also on Lanai that made everybody kind of gulp because Lanai was COVID-free, and then all of a sudden to have that cluster in the community was pretty scary.
Absolutely. And within a 2.5-week period, we went from 0 to 106. But I'm proud to say, after 10 days, there has been no new cases on the island of Lanai. So we got in there. We did what we needed to do. It was a cluster. It was Pacific Islanders. They had gotten together for some event, and it started. And that's why I talk about super spreader. All you have to have is one or two people infected and sharing amongst a group of people who go home and share it amongst their family, and bam. You had that super spread on the island of Lanai. But the Lanaians stepped up to the place. They went. The stay-at-home order was issued. They did that. They did everything right. And now they're at the level of safer at home. See, sometimes I forget all these terms, but I apologize. They had the stay-at-home order. Now they're safer at home, which gives them a little more flexibility to get out and all that. But still, you know, protecting their community. The Lanaians have done a fabulous job, and I want to say mahalo to them. All the medical, National Guard, CDC, Department of Health, everybody went and helped, just like we've done in Honolulu at these different clusters. They've come out and tried to help in every way possible. And many times, if you catch it early enough, That's another issue. Then we got a chance to stop it or slow it down. That's why testing is so important. I agree with Kirk. I agree with all the mayors. We want to continue doing testing, both for the community, the visitor, everybody, because if we can catch them early, we prevent spread from getting out of hand.
And I was reading that Larry Ellison was, you know, taking extra precautions, you know, trying different things on his resorts there just to help try to keep, you know, the guests safe and the community
Mr.
safe.
Ellison, you know, Pulama Lana'i and Mr. Ellison has done a terrific job as corporate partners in this pandemic. You know, that man authorized 4 full months of pay and benefits to his employees in April, May, June, into July. And then now that we've had this outbreak on Lanai, he brought in extra test kits, rapid test results, all kinds of equipment to help us in that sense. So Lanai, I think we've done like 4,400, something between 4,200 and 4,400 tests in the last month for a population of just under 3,100 people.
And I know earlier this summer there was concern about Hawaiian Air planning to halt service, which also made people gulp, and that got put back in pretty fast.
That we worked on that, and we got the FAA to say that, you know, you have to give, I believe it was 90-day advance notice, and they did not do that. That was number one. Number two, the pilots and the pilots union and Empire Air and Hawaiian Air, they all sat down and was able to resolve the matter. So as far as I know, right now, to the middle of January, we have no interruption in service, not only to Lanai, but Molokai also. And, you know, for both of them, it's a lifeline when they're talking about passengers who need to go to Oahu for various treatments and exceed the weight limit of the airlines. And, you know, there are some bigger people, I'm going to be honest, and they were not able, Mokulele could not handle them, so that really put their health at risk. So all these factors added in, and I'm very thankful that after long discussions with them, they saw the light. FAA came in and said, no, you can't, and I said, okay, and it was done. And I want to thank Peter Ingram and the rest for helping us in this trying time.
I imagine that would be a concern, too, because if you need to medevac someone out because of COVID, you know, if you don't have enough beds there on Lanai or enough ventilators.
Lanai and Molokai face the same situation. And so we have set up a system, and there is a medevac system available to move people if necessary. We also have the ferry that runs every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from Manili Harbor over to Lanai Harbor. Lahaina Harbor, as you say. And we can transport patients to Maui Memorial also if necessary. So we have plans in place, so should something go wrong, we're able to move people if necessary. But, you know, like everything else, you can't put them in a plane. You can't put them in a car or a bus or a train like other states and transport them. Or you can't bring medical facilities as easily as you do in the mainland. So we're very cognizant of that, and we work very hard with our planning to make sure that's all in place before it happens.
That was Maui Mayor Mike Victorino. We spoke with him earlier this morning about dealing with our health and economic crisis on this, the first day of the tweaking of the state's pre-test safe travels program.